Normally, we find our own profession boring and taxing. We always draw rosy pictures of someone else's job. Most of us suffer from this road not taken syndrome. Now, here is a teacher, Professor Dr. Smita Hegde, who has taken her job with all fascination and passion, as if she is born to be a teacher, knowing fully well all the challenges and difficulties it involved and evolved. Now, over to Professor Smita Hegde.
Is teaching with passion a fading craft? Often, we teachers are asked this question. Where are all the good teachers? We don't find dedicated teachers in schools and colleges these days. During my days, I had fantastic teachers. Now they seem to have just disappeared. What happened to that class of teachers? Another group of people say, gone are those days of classroom teaching. Today is the age of internet. With internet gurus available at fingertips, why do we need teachers after all? Virtual classes, online courses, it's the digital age, man. A classical teacher is redundant and outdated. We don't need them anymore. They are gone. Wait. Not so fast. A teacher is still needed. They can do what a machine cannot do. They demonstrate the strength of one of the strongest human emotion. It's the passion. Let's not forget, it's the passion that has put humankind on the moon. It doesn't matter if you're an artist, an athlete, a scientist, or a teacher. Passion is what drives people to excel despite the inevitable hurdles they face all along. Passion is the drive of humans, the core emotion which takes us forward, while machines are only mere tools or means to realize the goals of our passion. A teacher has an immense power to trigger this strong emotion in children. It's very interesting to see that this is a very infectious emotion. When a person works with passion and begins to enjoy what he or she is doing, others are immediately attracted to the person to see what the excitement is about, and very soon they also become a part of the activity. However tough the problem might have seemed, suddenly it seems like fun, a team game. This is what a teacher can trigger. They add emotional quotient to resolve problems, making learning fun and memorable. Having spoken about passion, the question remains, is teaching with passion a fading craft? The answer to this question is yes, if you're taking the teacher out of the classroom and replacing them with machines, then of course the answer is yes. But as long as a teacher is in the classroom, there is hope for passion-driven teaching learning. And the answer is a big no. Teaching with passion is still a thriving craft. I wish to tell you a story. Once there was a king who wanted to build a place of worship, a massive monument which would cater to thousands of devotees at a time. Work was in full progress. A casual visitor in the work site asked one of the workers, "What are you doing?" The man replied, "Are you blind? Can't you see? I'm cutting stone and carrying it around in this hot sun. This is my living. This is my bad luck. Now, don't you bother me. Get lost." The visitor was shocked, but still, he asked another worker on the site, "What are you doing?" The worker replied, "I'm an artist and I'm creating a piece of art for appreciation and perfection." He seemed lesser troubled, lesser than the first worker. The visitor approached the third worker, and upon being questioned, the worker replied, "I'm building a place of worship. It will bring peace and harmony to mankind." The man seemed apparently happy and enjoying the exercise. The visitor immediately said, "Please may I join you? I too would like to do something for the mankind. And the way you do it, it seems effortless and enjoyable. Kindly guide me." What does this story tell us? All the three workers were quarrying stones. However, the attitude towards work made all the difference. Some of us might take up teaching as an occupation, as a means of income. Some, as talented individuals, seek mastery, ranks, achievers, and perfection. And some teachers with long-term professional goals who focus on inclusiveness, inquiry-based learning, and self-sufficiently work with a mission generation for a better India. Teaching is a tough job. It's not easy to be a target of constant observation of the students on one front and by the management on the other. It's a fine balance between meeting up the expectation of students and still higher expectation from parents and greatest expectations from management. It's physically demanding, emotionally draining. Added to it, they have very little time to recoup, reappear, refresh with vigor and drive for the next day. They work day after day. Poor working conditions, meager salaries, enormous number of students with diverse abilities and background, and limited choices in subjects they have to teach are some of the challenges faced by teachers every day. In fact, many of them give up teaching after a short spell as they cannot cope up with the constant stress. I often wonder, what is it that drives these teachers to still smile at the end of the day and give a loving pat to a passing kid without malice or bitterness? Then I find the answer is passion of teaching. It challenges them, stretching their ability to their limits. It forces them to think, to learn, to grow for the benefit of their students. I quote John Hattie, who says, "Teachers who are passionate about making a difference are more likely to make a difference. It is a group of people who find their calling, a purpose to live by working hard, to learn along the way, and to achieve more today than yesterday. It's this passion that helps us to overcome the obstacles and turn tables against failures. Along the route, they also are able to encourage students to overcome setbacks and try again, again, and again. Thus, a teacher's passion helps in persistence. I have seen that my fraternity are one of the quickest to adapt to change. They maintain their curiosity and have a deep desire not only to learn things, but also to bring it to their classrooms. Teaching is the mother of all professions. It requires immense passion to share knowledge with others. Children are of different mindsets, egos, emotions, and feelings. To reach out to them is a big challenge for us as teachers. We are also expected to create a conducive environment in the classroom to ensure that the transfer of knowledge takes place from one person to another or from one group to another without bias. We are expected to arouse interest in students, develop curiosity in them, and engage them effectively to accomplish the teaching goals and objectives. For us, teaching is a profession. But often, teachers are not treated as professionals. Teaching profession is one of the poorly paid professions. We are witnessing a trend of sudden increase in the number of lady teachers in educational institutes. Many claim this as a part of women empowerment in India. However, I beg to differ. Being a biology teacher, I know that in a given ecosystem, when the population of a single sex blooms, it is a clear indication of a limiting factor that is prevailing in the environment, and it is affecting the normal sex ratio balance. The skewed sex ratio towards women in teaching fraternity is largely due to the salaries paid and the work conditions. The recent phenomenon of contract basis of employment leading to job insecurities add to a long list of challenges in a teacher's life. Thus, I am of the opinion that the steep increase in women employees in educational institution is a clear reflection of women exploitation as cheap labor, in stark contrast to the projected empowerment picture. I wish the missing men will be back in teaching institution and restore the balance. Now, I focus on my reply to those who ask, where are the good teachers? I would like to retort, what have you done to retain talent in this profession? How, as a society, can we identify, nurture, and protect teachers from exploitation? When was the last time you thanked a teacher? Here are some tips to parents and to public in general. Never speak lowly about a teacher when you're speaking to students. Never create, forward, or encourage a joke detrimental to a teacher's self-esteem in social media. encourage students and parents to give genuine feedback to management about teacher quality. And if you're talented and have a skill, volunteer to teach a few students your precious skills. Teach children the worth of an individual is in service to society and not merely the amount of salary drawn. We are proud citizens of a country in which teachers have occupied the highest office of the first citizen, President of India. Yes, I am speaking of Dr. Rajendra Prasad, Dr. Sarvapalli Radhakrishnan, Dr. Zakir Hussain, Sri Shankar Dayal Sharma, Sri Mohammad Hidayatullah, Dr. Pranab Mukherjee, and Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, a scientist who turned teacher of the masses. Research has shown that teachers with passion trigger better performance from students. These great teachers' contagious passion has ignited curiosity, self-confidence, and laid down the strong foundation of love of learning. The love of learning drives education, and education drives development. A word of caution to my fraternity. If you do not feel good while teaching, you should seek alternative professions, as the teaching profession is for those people who have the highest responsibility of building better societies and generations. One needs to value teachers as they are the principal investment of a society which makes a healthy, smart next generation to take our country forward.
You have just heard Professor Dr. Smita Hegde speaking on the subject, Is Teaching with Passion a Fading Craft? This talk came to you from the studios of Holiday Radio Mangalore.